I have to apologize because I mispronounced your name on the air for a month before I realized it's Hosier, it's not Hoser.
Yeah, it's Hosier.
I imagine you heard that a lot.
I hear Hosier, I'm sure.
Does it? It's like, did it bother you? It's like, as long as you play the record,
yeah. There's worse things I could be worried about.
Well, so tell me a little bit about "Take Me to Church." It's a great song.
I don't know. I kind of wrote it. It was like the first. That was the first kind of EP. That song on the first EP. That was the first kind of time I recorded more at home in my attic and stuff like that.
Really?
So about a year ago, more I kind of recorded it with Rob Kirwan and released it. At first, at home in Ireland, just put it out for free on the internet to see who enjoyed it. But the support has been really, really good for it.
It seems people really connect to it.
Yeah, which is just fantastic. Very fortunate.
So, when you're writing it, I mean, there's always a story. I mean, what's the story of the song?
The song is it's about a lot of things, but it's a love song, I suppose, as a whole. But it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek attack. It's against organizations like the church that would undermine what it is to be human, to undermine the more natural parts of being a human, whether that's loving somebody or how you love or who you love. And it's kind of like an assertion of yourself as a human being through loving somebody. It's a celebration of being a person, being a human, through loving somebody, yeah. And kind of electing them as your church, I suppose, and electing them as something that's tangible and worth loving.
Well, it's a great song. I mean, it really is. And I had no idea. It's first listen, you don't. I think you have to listen to it a couple times to really get.
Yeah. It's this kind of. Yeah, maybe. People interpret it in different ways, and I'm glad that they do. I think it's a good thing when a song can mean different things to different people, because it means a lot of different things to me too. But it's I'm thrilled that the support's been good.
So first time at Lolla.
This is my first time at Lollapalooza. Yeah.
All right, so you're playing a little later on today, right?
I am, yeah, this afternoon. So I arrived this morning and rolled into Chicago at about some time, early morning, 3 hours, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then, sadly, I have to...
I heard this story.
I'm flying straight after the show.
So you're only in Chicago for what, about 13 hours?
2 hours, yeah, sadly. Which is a killer because my huge amount of my influences kind of came through. Like, Chicago blues is one of the first music I was introduced to as a child.
All right, so who did you like? I mean...
Muddy Waters, Helen Wolf, like, everyone that, like, even on Willie Dixon's songbook, like...
Really?
Johnny Hooker. Oh, blues. Oh, yeah. Blues is a big influence for me. It was my first influence, my first kind of love. And then I discovered Delta blues and soul music.
I was much more into Memphis and Delta. Yeah. I mean, so it's like, yeah. And I like Chicago. I mean, Chicago comes eventually with... You can't not like Johnny Lee Hooker.
Johnny Hooker is
just awesome. Yeah. I mean, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah, and learning to play guitar. These guys were, just trying to watch videos of them and listen to them. That was kind of my first port of call, I think, for music. It was always blues. So I'm so happy to be in Chicago. But, sadly, I leave. I literally, straight after the set, I get to an airport. I go home to Ireland for a day to do a game, and then I'm off to you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hectic.
I'll bet. I mean, this is what you signed up for, so it's like, okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, I'm in. Let's do this.
Yeah, you just go for it. You have no time to think about it. You just go for it. But it is. It's hectic, because obviously when you're at home and you're making the music and you're tucked away in an attic for yonks and yonks, you don't think about this happening. You just think about the music. So it's crazy. It's crazy. Hectic, but it's been, enjoying it.
So when you write songs, I mean, are you writing a hit, or are you just writing what you're? I mean,
I never try to write a hit. Certainly, Take Me to Church. That was just the first thing that I started to record on my own. I didn't think it was ever going to work for radio. I didn't think it was ever going to work for at all. It was just the first thing I was okay. I wanted to produce something a bit more myself, and I was happy to put it out there as the first debut. Things just took off on it big time, and. Like a lot of my music isn't centered or isn't aiming to be taken to church. I have a lot of happier, brighter songs also.
Right.
Sometimes it's just I would write a lot of kind of more bluesy or folky stuff too. So I just try to write what's in the heart.
Sheesh. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You bet.